My mom is close to 90 years old, but she still likes to travel. She likes to think about traveling anyway. When I'm going down to Savannah for a visit, we often plan out a trip. We talk on the phone about driving to Florida, Jacksonville maybe, or SeaWorld, or even the Keys. Yeah, she says, that would be fun. On the phone, it sounds like her bags are packed, but when I walk in her front door, it's a different story. There are no suitcases in sight, just a styrofoam cooler. That's the clue. It means where we're really going is the local beach, Tybee Island, half an hour away. This is where we always go.
So we're not going to go to Florida, huh?
No.
You don't want to go?
No, I don't travel very well. You don't have the energy, the waiting, you're just, I guess you get to the point where you go more for comfort than anything else, and you're just better off to stay in your own environment.
Her environment these days is a cottage in a retirement community. Lots of pine trees and mockingbirds and air conditioners humming away, and a whiff of disinfectant in the air.
Take a look in the kitchen. There are 13 bottles that I would have to
Oh, I
cart
see
along.
them.
Some you take before a meal, some you'd have to take after, and it just makes traveling difficult.
If you look out the window, you can almost see, you can't quite see, the building where they put you when you can't take care of yourself anymore. If you can't sit up, they strap you to your wheelchair. You can't see that from here, but you can feel it, like an undertow.
I don't get lonely, I don't get bored. For the past 2 years, all of my spare time has been spent in helping my niece take care of my sister. She's had two strokes, and she's recovered physically, but mentally, she still has problems, and I don't think it will ever be any better. The only thing I can do with her is to reminisce. She wants to talk about when we were growing up, and we've covered that over and over. So there are a lot of things I probably would still be doing except for my sister's illness. So that has changed my life more than anything.
We're gonna go to the beach now. Tell me what we're packing. Where are we
Just
taking
some
it?
drinks.
Just what's in here?
Some drinks.
Just not the fancy.
Wait a minute, put that down. Let's don't get into that. There are some strawberries. That's just fruit.
Okay.
There are some strawberries and some pears in there.
Are we going to take these along? Okay.
I thought we'd go up on the pavilion and have a picnic.
That's great. We're
Okay.
going to travel.
Yeah, we're
We're going
going
to
to
go to
travel.
the beach.
Okay.
My mom travels in a semi-retired Oldsmobile stuffed to the gills with Kleenex. It would rather head for the nearest shopping mall, but it can eventually be coaxed onto the road to Tybee.
At one time, this Palm Line Drive went all the way from Savannah to the ocean. Gradually, over the years, the palms have died down and they haven't been replaced, but it was all the way. And you just see water, water everywhere as we're going out here. Marshland.
Real swamp, it's real road.
The road keeps bridging creeks and inlets. A lot of bridges out here, a lot of islands.
There's so many, I don't know the names of them. A lot of water out here. And the railroad used to come, that's the railroad bed there where you see all the trees. When I was a child, we came to the beach by railroad. To this bend up here, you can see the water. We're almost in the ocean. If you go straight, you'd be right in it.
Tybee is a few miles long, a mile wide or so. Along the beach, condos are sprouting up, but it's still mostly bungalows. In my mother's time, people came here for the ocean air, and on Saturday nights, they came to dance at the pavilion. They say they had big-name bands like Guy Lombardo. This is where we're headed. First, though, my mom wants me to turn off the main drag onto a side lane. We wind up in a place I don't know. There are big old wooden buildings, one after the other in a line, like army barracks.
We're at Fort Scriven, where I worked in 1935 in this building, and worked as a secretary in the, and this is where I was working when your dad and I were married. We had to get married because he was going broke running down here from Atlanta every weekend. He was working for the Forest Service in Atlanta, and I was War Department here. And at that time, husband and wife were not allowed to work for the government. So we were married secretly in September because I wanted to continue my job for the rest of the year, which I did, because we needed the money.
I hope the government doesn't hear this on the
radio. Yeah, they never catch up with us.
Imagine that. My mom with a secret husband. My mom with no money. Mom at age 20. What else has she forgotten to mention? We drive around hunting for the house she lived in when she worked here, but nothing looks the same. It's no use. So we give up and drive to a house we can find, the one we all lived in when I was 4 or 5.
Here we are. There's our mansion. Well, Larry, they've kept it up.
It's a beach cottage, set 10 feet off the ground on pilings. I recall it was pretty big. Today, oddly enough, it has shrunk to the size of a doghouse. A few tiny rooms where my mother and her sister lived with the husbands and relatives and kids and dogs and all. A porch runs around 3 sides.
Yeah, everybody pretty much spent the whole evening out on the porch.
Oh yeah, all the way, the porch goes all the way around the house. And we sometimes would sleep out there at night. We didn't have any air conditioning.
Sure, I remember. My Aunt Grace, the one who's had a stroke, I remember her on the porch at night when the women played canasta. She had a deep tan and long, really long legs and red lipstick, and she laughed a lot and smoked cigarettes that were spelled Pall Mall but pronounced Pall Mall. And when she said, "I wonder if someone could freshen my drink," every man in the room jumped. But the porch is empty now, so I say, "Hey, isn't it time to get to the pavilion?"
Okay.
Okay, finally we're getting out of the car. Downtown Tybee is surfboards, motorcycles, and beer joints. And sex. Everyone looks to be 18 years old and stark naked. Apparently, there's a fad for flesh-colored bikinis. The pavilion is just a fishing pier, but the front is built in a wide circle with a roof overhead. This is where the big bands used to play. Actually, the old pavilion burned down years ago. This is a new one. And for some reason, they've put in a cement floor, which turns it into an echo chamber. It's jammed full of picnic tables and screaming kids and vending machines. It doesn't feel like Guy Lombardo at all. Nonetheless, my mom sits down peacefully with her bottled water and her pear. She's having a picnic. Doesn't she see these naked people, all these flesh-colored girls? Is she filtering it? Is she setting the clock back to 1935? Where is she going? Now we're back from the beach and we're sitting around eating shrimp in my Aunt Grace's backyard.
Something we never missed was going to the pavilion to dance on Saturday night. Grace was a great dancer. She liked dancing much more than I did. And she could dance from the first dance until they played Good Night Ladies. She never missed a dance. She was a beautiful dancer.
Grace, do you remember dancing at Tybee?
Oh, of course I remember those happy days. Oh, we used to have name time bands. Galavardo was there at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put on our best bib and tucker, even dress that was, and danced all night as long as they'd stay there. The orchestra would stay with us. Whatever the music, wherever it went, we went too.
And then after the dance, you'd go wading in the ocean with your beautiful evening dress. Yeah. I remember.
I did. I was a bad girl.
She was a fun-loving girl, fun lover. You had fun.
Yes, I had fun. I'll never forget those days.
And it occurs to me we're traveling right now, here in the backyard. Not in space, which requires too much Kleenex after a certain age, too many bottles of pills, but in time. That road's always open, isn't it? Memory Lane is no footpath. It's the interstate. It's fast, it's free, and the older you get, the farther it goes. And the road always goes just where you want it to go, and all your friends along. What a bargain.